Checking some stories making news cross-country now. New Mexico State Police respond to reports of a plane down in a lake, floating among the debris, huge bundles of cocaine. No survivors found. Police divers are searching for the pilot, possible passengers, and more plane parts. At least three people have died in an early morning fire in the Bronx. It took about 100 New York firefighters to battle this fire. No word yet on what sparked the blaze. Free gas made for long lines in Knoxville, Tennessee. A church there gave away $10,000 worth of gas for Easter. Church members saved the money over the course of a year to try to help the community. Texas needs a big help on a rain to put out those wildfires that have burned more than a million acres now. The red flag warnings are out again today. A spokeswoman for the state's Forest Service says this is the driest spring in nearly a century. Fire investigators returned to a home in Vancouver, Washington today. They found six bodies there yesterday, but it's unclear if more victims could be in the rubble. KOIN reports neighbors heard a loud explosion before the home was engulfed in flames. The FBI says this man, 65-year-old Earl Albert Moore, is believed to have planted a pipe bomb in a Littleton, Colorado mall last week. Moore is the man believed to be seen on that video. The video from the mall Tuesday night, that pipe bomb was found on Wednesday, which was the anniversary of the Columbine High School shootings. Internet star Antoine Dotson has some explaining to do. He was arrested in Madison County, Alabama over the weekend for possession of marijuana. Dotson shot to fame on YouTube after speaking with a local news station about a break-in at his sister's apartment. Every time I hear that music, it makes me feel like royalty. Not really. But on Friday, the world will tune in to see real royalty. Prince William and Kate Middleton will marry after a decade-long courtship. Kat Daly is in London to see it all firsthand. Hi, Kat. I want to know what the mood is like. Are Londoners getting excited?
It's reaching fever pitch here. I mean, we're still a few days off, but it's Bank Holiday Monday here. We're all celebrating Easter. It's so warm. It's a glorious day here in London. It hasn't been this warm since 1949. Everybody's out in the streets, and there's actually loads of Londoners and English people around Buckingham Palace. Normally, this is kind of reserved for tourists, but I think everybody's just in a general mood of celebration, and we've still got days to go, so it's going to get even more exciting.
Okay, let's talk about the guest list. We know that Anderson Cooper and Piers Morgan and you will be there, but what other A-listers are on the royal guest list?
Well, thank you very much for lumping us in with everybody else. It's obviously going to be me, Piers and Anderson. We are going to be just over there. What we'll be doing is we'll be waiting here for when the couple make it back to Buckingham Palace. And hopefully what they'll do is they'll come out on that balcony over there and kiss. We're still waiting to see what kind of kiss it's going to be. It might be a kiss on the hand. I'm hoping not a cheek. I think that's very cold. We want a full-on romantic smacker. But the people at the church, I know that Victoria Beckham and David Beckham are going to be there. Elton John is going to be there. Joss Stone is going to be there. There's lots and lots of A-listers that are going to be there. So it'll definitely be worth tuning in and spotting the people as they go into the Abbey.
And there is a report flying around out there that Beyonce and Jay-Z are going to perform at the wedding. Have you heard that?
I don't know about that, but I think Kate Middleton could shake her booty if she needed to, I'm sure. You know what? I haven't heard anything about that yet, but that would be... Listen, they are a thoroughly modern couple for a brand new generation, you know. I think they've breathed new life into the monarchy. And hell, if I could have Beyonce and Jay-Z at my wedding, I'd get them there.
I would definitely shake my booty to that. Right. Kat Daly, many thanks.
Why not? It's bootylicious.
Exactly. It has been 30 years since we've had a royal wedding like this, and you don't want to be the only one who missed it, do you? You know CNN handles international stories better than any other network, so join us at 4 a.m. Eastern this Friday. I know it's early, but that's what the DVR is for, right? Be part of our global viewing party with Anderson Cooper, Piers Morgan, Kieran Chetry, Richard Quest, and Kat Daly. Watch, DVR, participate. CNN's coverage starts Friday, 4 a.m. Eastern.